Hey everyone, this is Andy Cattison, the host of Band Central Radio on WPKN, and this is our podcast. You found us in the podcast vault. This is our show 207, July of 2020, and man, this is a great show. We talk about what makes nonprofits rock and roll, and that is the volunteers that serve as the backbone for anybody trying to help out in the world. They couldn't do it without their volunteers, and that goes for WPKN as well as all of the nonprofits we work with. So we're shining a light on a couple of them. We have as a special guest my co-host, still sheltering in parts unknown, Rob Fried, the founder of Band Central. We also play some great music. We're offering a bit of a tribute to the Grateful Dead's Working Man's Dead, which is celebrating its 50th year anniversary of release. Who can believe that? We've got great music, good to great conversation, and insights about what goes on in the world of nonprofits. It's a great show. We know you're going to love it. Stick around. Whether you're driving, feet up on the couch, or doing something else, you're going to like this podcast. We hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you on the radio. Hey, welcome to the show. You found us. It's Andy Cattison, and this is Band Central Radio right here on 89.5 WPKN in Bridgeport and listening live on WPKN.org. At Band Central, we show up, get down, and do good. We produce theme concerts. We produce this radio show. We've developed a vibrant social media presence. Experience Band Central on Facebook and experiencebandcentral.com. And we work with, advise, and help platform nonprofits who are doing good in the community. That includes working with Sterling House, Clasp Homes, Wolfgang, Mission CT Challenge, Simply Smiles, and WPKN, to name a few. We like doing this. It's important work. It makes us feel good. We like getting out of bed. It gets us out of ourselves and puts us in the conversation that needs to be had about what's going on around us. And today's theme is relevant to what I just said. It's about volunteerism, celebrating volunteers. We do celebrate them. As Winston Churchill said, you make a living by what you get. You make a life by what you give. Another quote, the smallest act of kindness is worth more than the grandest intention. That's Oscar Wilde. And finally, everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and your verb agree to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics and physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. And that is from Martin Luther King Jr. Man, that about says it all. Volunteers are a tremendous resource for charitable nonprofits. Absent of volunteers, many charities would not be able to conduct programs, raise funds, or serve clients. The vast majority of board members who serve on charitable nonprofit boards are volunteers. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, volunteerism peaked between 2003 and 2005 when 28.8% of Americans reported having volunteered the previous year. Today, the numbers are far less. And did you know that even in this time of pandemic that you could volunteer virtually, or that websites exist just to help match the right volunteers with service projects and even skilled volunteer opportunities? If you're searching for a volunteer opportunity or would like to grow your nonprofit's opportunities to be most attractive for volunteers, check out councilofnonprofits.org. And of course, check out experiencebandcentral.com. Send us a note if you would like to volunteer. We have a great team that is looking at that stuff, and we'd love to have you. Did you know many charitable nonprofits have no paid staff and are run entirely by volunteers? Volunteering can have a positive effect on the volunteer's mental health. Volunteers generally don't receive compensation for their services, and if they do, they are paid well below their market value. This includes our own Audrey Nefores and Paola Murphy. These guys are unbelievable. Audrey Nefores is our Director of Communications. She redesigned our new logo. She handles oversight on all of our social media, and she is so committed, so passionate, and she's just a really good person. We also celebrate Paola Murphy. Paola is our director of operations, and she is the person you give stuff to when you want to get it done. She's also so passionate, committed, and just wants to make the world a better place. She's found an outlet through Band Central, and we couldn't be happier. So if you'd like to explore opportunities to help us at Band Central, please check us out on Facebook at Experience Band Central or online on the web at experiencebandcentral.com. Drop us a line. Did you know that volunteers are among the most loyal donors? So don't overlook them as prospects for gifts or bequests. That's a thing. I didn't know that. Up next, I'll be joined by Rob Fried, my co-host and the founder of Band Central, and my special guest today, who will be talking about lots of good stuff as it relates to us as people and to all of us as it relates to doing good in the world. But right now, I'd like to celebrate the beginning of baseball. I didn't think it would happen, but I really missed it. If you watch sports and you turn anything on lately, it's been like, wow, let me look at the World Mahjong Championship from 2004. I mean, it's been brutal. The other night, Thursday night, was the beginning of the baseball season. It's limited. It's weird. There are no people in the stands. It's empty. And then I watched a Met game, and there were literally cardboard cutouts of people in seats. It was like a zombie apocalypse. But getting back to Thursday night, Dr. Anthony Fauci threw out the first pitch, and it was some humdinger. At least I feel good that I think I could have thrown the ball better. He just chucked it right into the dirt, and it was kind of embarrassing. But he's such a good guy. We don't really care. And the Yankees won. Give it up for the Yankees. So right now, I'd love to celebrate the beginning of baseball, the beginning of what appears to be normalcy, although I think we all agree nothing is normal. And so not too long ago, John Fogerty celebrated his 75th birthday. Yeah, can't believe that. At Dodger Stadium, there was nobody there anyway, but they closed it down and they gave it to him, and he played with his kids the song Center Field. It's what made me think about this. So right here on the show on Band Central Radio, as we kick off our celebration of volunteers and volunteering, here is nothing that has to do with volunteering, but it's a celebration of baseball. John Fogerty and Center Field on Band Central Radio.
We're born again.
the great John Fogerty on Band Central Radio, 89.5 WPKN with Centerfield. This is Andy Cattison, and we are celebrating volunteerism, the beginning of baseball, all sorts of crazy things right here on today's show. It's a hot day out there. I hope you're staying cool, got the air conditioning cranked up, you're doing well, you're staying safe. You're staying all sorts of good things. Okay, right now, as we teased at the top of the show, joining us right here on Band Central Radio, my co-host and special guest, as per usual, the one, the only, Mr. Rob Fried. Rob, how you doing?
Hello, Andy. Happy Monday, my brother from another mother.
Yes, happy Monday in the height of the summer. The cicadas are out. The humidity is up, and I'm ready for fall.
Well, yeah, you usually get some sort of late July crud going on, don't you?
Where
you feel funky. So, you know, you're funny because you feel funky before your birthday on July 1st. That usually lasts about 3 weeks. Then you feel good for about a week, and then you start feeling midsummer crud again.
Yeah.
Could you take us through this?
Listen, even people that are funky look at me and go, dang, that guy seems super funky. I just can't get away. You know, it's like the old Woody Allen line, I don't tan, I stroke. I can't even go out in the sun. I get too sweaty. I don't know. There are plenty of people out there in our listening audience that probably love getting nice and sweaty and sunbaked. I feel like Count Dracula. Like, the darker the room and the higher the air conditioning, the better for me.
If you didn't wear black all the time,
maybe.
Or maybe you could enjoy the summer wearing some lighter colors.
Listen, don't judge me. My mother dressed me in not matching shades of plaid top and bottom. If you look at pictures of me when I was 9, you'd say the following. Oh boy. Really? Really? She had to put him in those two? Really?
And you ended up as a radio DJ.
The blue and the orange up top and the red and the green on the bottom going different ways. Really? That's what was going on there? You wonder why.
Yeah, but, you know, here we are making fun of you, but the reality is I've been watching you do some pretty cool stuff. Aside from just being a media executive and a healthcare executive, it's been really cool watching you work on your novel Shooting Star. How is that going in the last couple days and week or so?
Thank you for saying that. You know, I don't want to say too much about it, but I am writing a novel. You know, I've written about 10 movie screenplays. I used to run the writer's room at Sony Music. I've produced 1,000 hours of visual content, but this is kind of one of my bucket list things. So I'm writing a movie partially inspired by some of my history at Sony Music and MTV, and I'm writing a novel, not a movie. One day a novel will be made into a movie, but you know, these days, man, with what's going on, Warner Brothers canceled their top release with Denzel Washington's son starring. It's the Chris Nolan movie. Disney just pushed all of their releases into 2021, late 2021 into 2022. Things like Star Wars and Mulan are no longer coming out. So I think my choice to write a novel, which is going to feel like a movie that you're reading, probably a good choice. I'm really worried about the movie business. But there's Netflix, and there's Hulu, and there's Amazon, and you can get movies right there streaming, you know, when you want to. So it's pretty cool. But I'm writing a book about a guy who inherits a tour bus that was left to him by his crazy Uncle Lenny, who used to prowl the world driving around rock stars in the 80s and 90s, and he dies mysteriously at the top of the book, and his pride and joy now falls into the hands of his erstwhile, if somewhat misdirected, nephew who's mid-20s, and that's how the story is going to begin. And it's called Shooting Star, which is the name of the bus.
Wow. So you're going to be contributing to modern culture, as well as we have to say, all the different broadcasters on, you know, on WPKN and WPKN itself, keeping culture alive. But you know, the point you made is that there's really an assault on popular culture going on right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I know we're in the community radio, you know, portion of the PKN weekly dance card, but I have to think that on some level, popular culture is under assault from so many different fronts right now because of the pandemic. Obviously, and without a doubt, leisure activity is really suffering. So movies, you know, you can't go to the movies anymore. The closest thing we have are these wonderful streaming services. But if a company spends $100 million to make a movie, they don't want to just put it up as a lost leader on Netflix. So there's an issue. It's convenient for us to be able to sit at home and watch stuff. But I think that really ladders into a deeper understanding of who all else is being affected. And certainly the conversation doesn't begin or end, but it revolves a little bit around nonprofits and how these charities are navigating themselves during this crazy time, which seemed like it was getting a little better, but I don't know that it is.
Most of the nonprofits we talk with have canceled their fundraising and friend-raising events for the fall. All the golf outings, the galas, the different events. You know, they've been, of course, exploring virtual events. So it clearly, you know, you mentioned the movie business. There's an assault on live music happening as well.
Absolutely. And I should have mentioned it, but live music is suffering as much. You think about all these artists, and not just the headliners, but their backline techs, the roadies, certainly the backing musicians that go out. You know, who saved money to miss the summer tour of 2020? And even the big guys have got to be struggling mightily.
You know, fortunately, the initial stimulus provided, you know, many of our musical compadres with $600 a week to be home practicing and supplement their income with some virtual lessons or the different things that they're doing. You know, unless the left and right get together, you know, that's scheduled to be ending at the end of July, which creates a whole other can of worms for somebody told me it's like, you know, 30 million people that are getting the $600 a week.
Yeah, my kids are. They were gig workers. My daughter worked in Austin, Texas, and she worked for an agency as a creative that in part, you know, built their year around South by Southwest, one of the biggest destination for culture in the country at this time. And they canceled the whole thing, and her company laid off 3/4 of the workforce. So it's really close to home.
I'm not going to let us lament too much longer, because as you know, you're in my thing, and what we do with Band Central is act as a light of positivity and a platform for, you know, healing and the positivity that we could take out of this, because that's what we all need now amidst everything going on, is that breath of positivity.
To that end, I know that there's been some really good stuff happening. So I guess for our listening audience who may be dozing off, the truth of the matter is that Band Central is engaged now more than ever to help these nonprofits figure out what to do, creating sort of some alternative dance card-esque things that can be put out there as a way to stay in touch. And I'd love it if you could just kind of run through a little bit about what's going on, knowing fully well that you were part of an event, a virtual event, really over the last few weeks that had an unbelievable, we can't really say too much about it, but something really terrific just happened, which I'd love you to share with the listeners. And you're doing some really cool private events as well. So give us a little update on what's happening in the world of Band Central.
We've been exploring, how can we shift the paradigm of live music in this new era that we're in? We want to keep to our mission of, you know, connecting the community through music. And we've developed a new virtual service that we call Backstage Pass. And what Backstage Pass is allows nonprofits and organizations to connect via Zoom for live conversations and musical performances with musicians. And these discussions and performances can be related to healing, entertainment, education. And we've got about 24 musicians that we've selected for this program that are really empathetic, experienced performers, really good at listening and responding to audiences. So that has taken different forms. Some of you listening might have seen, if you're familiar with Fuzz, the great guitar player from Deep Banana Blackout and Caravan of Thieves.
Are you not just talking about the bottom of my feet? Continue.
He did a July 4th performance, which is available on either the Band Central Facebook page or the Maritime Aquarium Facebook page. But he did a rendition of Jimi Hendrix's version of the national anthem from 1969 at Woodstock, which is crazy off the hook. So that was one example of backstage pass. And we're gearing up now. The next performance for the Maritime Aquarium is the wonderful Mike Cusato performing in front of the shark tank at the Maritime Aquarium with a mask on. And that's going to be broadcast in August.
Oh, that's great.
And then for September, you and I have to put our heads together. We want to come up with some psychedelic music for the Living Lights exhibit at the Maritime Aquarium. So that's part of our monthly series now that we're doing with Maritime Aquarium.
How can we get the word out?
Follow us on Facebook, Band Central, Experience Band Central, and go to experiencebandcentral.com and get on our mailing list. We send a once a month update. And it's got really cool links and videos. And we actually were purposely making this a very positive experience, you know, trying to look at what can we look at that's a breath of positivity. So we'd love to engage with people, you know, whether you're a nonprofit or somebody who just loves music or a fellow musician. That's a really good way to get in touch with us. I do want to tell you about one really piece of good news that happened for a local nonprofit this week, Andy.
Yeah, that's what I was spacing out on.
The Center for Family Justice is right down there in Bridgeport on the corner of Park Avenue and Fairfield Avenue. And they have safe houses and they have programs to help victims of domestic violence. And we emceed and performed. We did our backstage pass program for their annual meeting. Well, one of the donors that attended that so much loved the way that we wrapped the message of Center for Family Justice with music that they increased their commitment to Center for Family Justice fourfold to $1 million.
Oh, man.
And I'm not going to disclose more.
Hang on, I don't know. Did you just say $1 million?
I said $1 million. So what this is going to enable Center for Family Justice to do as part of their, you know, capital campaign is, you know, their safe houses tend to always be filled at capacity. This is going to give them, you know, capacity to, you know, handle more victims. And the next thing I'm going to say is a bit strange and almost funny, but one of the reasons people stay in abusive relationships, I've been told, is because they have pets and they don't want to leave their pets.
I can probably relate to that.
The safe house is going to have also, you know, what they're working on through this process is accommodations for your pet, so that if you are a victim of domestic violence, you can bring your pet. You can leave with your pet and know that you will both be taken care of.
And I think if folks, first of all, that's really something. If folks want to learn more about Center for Family Justice, please check them out at centerforfamilyjustice.org. If you can't spell it, that's on you, not on us, but centerforfamilyjustice.org. And they are terrific. They are providing hope and healing to adults and children, to the friends and neighbors in and around Connecticut and Bridgeport. And if anybody's seeking services and they need hope and healing and justice that they deserve, they should reach out to Center for Family Justice.
Well, bro, thank you. It was great to connect. I know you and I could keep going for hours like
this. Well, this is great, Rob. Right. I hope that you are sheltering well. Do you have any gigs coming up after this Monday, today, when anybody might be able to come out and check out the Bone Dry Duo? Or is that something they can check out? Rob Fried Music?
Yeah, no, you know, we're Bone Dry, Barry Blumenfield and I are playing the evening of Thursday, August 13th at the Reverie Brewing Company. Then on the 14th of August, we're at Sarah's Wine Bar.
That's a good hang. That's a good hang.
Yeah, that's out in Ridgefield. That's in the garden, beautiful French food. So yeah, check us out, bonedryband.com, or go to robfriedmusic.com, and love to connect with people.
Thank you, my brother from another mother, Mr. Rob Fried, doing incredible work in the world and helping people one day at a time. So right here on Band Central Radio, WPKN 89.5 in Bridgeport, we are going to celebrate the work that Band Central does and the work that volunteers do in honor of our theme for today, which is bringing awareness to volunteers. Well, here's a little psychedelic thrust, a little homage to our past, the Jefferson Airplane and Volunteers of America on Band Central Radio.
Got a revolution. Old generation got old. One generation got
Welcome back to Band Central Radio, 89.5 WPKN in Bridgeport, and listening live on WPKN.org. That was Norman Greenbaum. And Spirit in the Sky, I think that was a one-hit wonder, and actually a top hit from 1970, which is about to become yet another theme for today's show. Before that, Volunteers of America, Jefferson Airplane. And that, my friends, was a classic hit, all of 2 minutes. How do you write a song that good and just make it 2 minutes when you're in the era of classic rock and roll? Those guys just like made a 2 minute song that could have been a 4 minute song, but it was a 2 minute song. I don't understand that. But we are celebrating volunteers, and you know, it's hard to sort of pick from our world because almost all of the nonprofits that we work with, they have volunteers, and all of them are just so fantastic. But I do want to shout out to Ann's Place. Ann's Place provides comfort, support, and resources to people living with cancer and their loved ones. We played a great gig, a Festival of Lights event in November. Ann's Place uses close to 1,000 volunteers to accomplish their mission. They are a compassionate nonprofit serving Connecticut and the Hudson Valley in New York with professional counseling, support groups, wellness activities, and educational resources. Thousands of people facing cancer come to Ann's Place for support, all at no charge. They assist them and their loved ones to create a unique pathway through cancer that enhances the quality of life that these folks have to go through. Whether you in our listening audience are looking for support and resources for your cancer or for a family member's cancer, or if you want to volunteer, which is the point, volunteering your time, giving back, donating your services so you can help others. That's the thing. That's what volunteering is all about. You can contact Ann's Place at annsplace.org. There's no E in that, at least not in the word Ann, A-N-N-S-P-L-A-C, and there is the E, E.org. Contact annsplace.org and see what you can do to help them and help folks who are suffering from cancer. And of course, it should be mentioned that all the stuff they do is virtual. They're using Zoom. No, not my puppy, but the video conferencing portal. All their counseling sessions and support groups will be offered virtually, and that's kind of what we're all doing. Also, it should be noted that for them, like almost everybody, the fundraising events that they had scheduled for the rest of the year have been modified or canceled to keep people safe. So that kind of sucks for everybody. And we know that because that's what we're dealing with here. Give to Ann's Place, annsplace.org. All right, I mentioned that we had a sub-theme going, and our sub-theme has become, as the show has sort of evolved itself, music from 1970. This is the summer of 2020. It's 50 years since the summer of 1970. That's hard to believe. Some of us can remember that summer really well. I was a kid. I barely remember it, but I think it was a great summer. It was a year after Woodstock. It was a year after the astronauts landed on the moon. It was the time when Apollo 13 came unhinged. And I don't really remember that, but I loved the movie. But it was also the time that Working Man's Dead, the fourth Grateful Dead studio album, was released 50 years ago. It was recorded in February of 1970 and originally released in June on June 14th, 1970. So that's basically 50 years, folks, give or take a month or so. The album and its studio follow-up, American Beauty, were recorded back-to-back using a similar style. It was a departure. They sort of went away from the crazy psychedelic stuff, making names of records nobody could pronounce. And Jerry Garcia started writing with Robert Hunter in a much more Americana style. And what we have is rock and roll history. In 2003, the album was ranked number 262 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. And it was revised up to 264 in 2012. I don't get that at all. The band recorded at Pacific High Recording Studios in San Francisco, and they just were in there for 9 days, which seems hard to believe. They had spent a ton of Warner Brothers Records money making preceding records, and Garcia said, let's just do it in 3 weeks, get the hell out of the way, and let's do this. They returned from a tour to find their soon-to-be-fired manager, Lenny Hart, who happens to be the father of drummer Mickey Hart, refusing to show the books to anyone in the organization. Not a good sign. In the midst of all this adverse stuff that was happening, says Garcia, recording the record was definitely an upper. Lyricist Robert Hunter had joined the band on the road for the first time, resulting in a period of faster song development. While on tour in Boulder, Colorado, Garcia had purchased a steel guitar and he was using that thing like it was going out of style. Bandmate Phil Lesh explained, just as with other instruments he picked up, Jerry made it sing. The main impetus for this development was the nature of the new songs that Jerry and Robert Hunter had been writing. Steve Stills had vacationed at Mickey Hart's ranch and he lived with Mickey Hart for about 3 or 4 months. He and David Crosby really turned those guys onto what voices could do. Garcia commented that much of the sound of the record comes from his pairing with Hunter, as well as the band's friendship with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, who became Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young sort of around 1970 as well. Hearing those guys sing and how nice they sounded together, we thought, well, we can try that. Let's work on that for a little while. And that's something else that Jerry Garcia said. Readers of Rolling Stone voted Working Man's Dead the best album of 1970, followed by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Deja Vu and Van Morrison's Moon Dance. On July 10th of 2020, which, by the way, just happened, Rhino Records released the 50th anniversary deluxe edition of Working Man's Dead. Disc 1 contains a newly remastered mix of the record. Discs 2 and 3 contain previously unreleased complete concerts from the Capitol Theater, our very own Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York, recorded on February 21st, 1971. So here now are two tracks to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Working Man's Dead. First up is Cumberland Blues, followed by Dire Wolf. This is one of the great records of the last 50 years, and I think that Working Man's Dead and American Beauty are probably two of the greatest back-to-back records ever, maybe Rubber Soul and Revolver, and that's pretty good company. Here are the Grateful Dead remastered Working Man's Dead. First up, Cumberland Blues, like you've never heard it. Band Central Radio on WPKN.
Linda, the sun is getting high. I can help you with your trouble if you would help with mine. I gotta get down, I gotta get down, gotta get down to the keep me up just one more night. I can't sleep here no more. Little Ben clock says 7:45. You kept me up till 4. I gotta get down, I gotta get down, or I can't work there no more.
A lot of poor men make a $5 bill, but keep him happy all the time. Some of the fellas making nothing at all, and you can hear him cry.
Can I go, buddy? Can I go down? Take your ship down for mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mine.
Gotta get down to the Cumberland Mine.
That's where I'm mainly spend my time. Make good money, $5 a day. Made any more, I might move away. Lot of poor man got the Cumberland blues. He can't win for losing. Lot of poor man got to walk the line just to pay his union dues. I don't know now, I just don't know if I'm going back again. I don't know now, I just don't know if I'm going back again. I don't know now, I just don't know if I'm going back again.
In the timbers up in Nario, the wolves are running round. The winter was so hard and cold, froze 10 feet beneath the ground. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. I sat down to my supper, was a bottle of red whiskey. I said my prayers and went to bed. That's the last they saw of me. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. When I awoke the direwolf, 600 pounds of sin was grinning at my window. All I said was, come on in. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. The wolf came in, I got my cards, we sat down for a game. I cut my deck to the queen of spades, but the cards were all the same. Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me. Don't murder me. backwash up in Mario, the black and bloody mud. The dying wolf collects his due while the boys sing round the fire.
Don't murder me, I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me, don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me. Please don't murder me.
No, no, no,
don't murder me. I beg of you, don't murder me.
Okay, Grateful Dead here on Band Central Radio 89.5 WPKN and listening live on WPKN.org. I am Andy Cattison, and this is our show, Band Central Radio. And we have just celebrated the 50th anniversary release of Working Man's Dead, and that's pretty hard to imagine. I was just a little kid back then, but wow, Cumberland Blues and Dire Wolf, and all over that last song in particular was Jerry Garcia playing his new pedal steel guitar, which he also used on the track Teach Your Children, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, which came out the same year. And to remind everybody, the readers of Rolling Stone magazine voted that record, Working Man's Dead, the most significant and best record of 1970, followed by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Deja Vu in the number two slot. Okay, this is our Monday show on WPKN, and we're talking about a lot of things. Probably the most important is volunteerism and the fact that nonprofits can't do their thing if they don't have volunteers. Wherever you turn, you can find somebody who needs you, even if it is a little thing to do something for which there is no pay but the privilege of doing it. Remember, you don't live in the world all of your own. That is not from me. That is from Albert Schweitzer. And those are very strong words in support of volunteerism. If you want to find out more about what's going on with us and Band Central, check out experiencebandcentral.com. And if you want to do some volunteering, please feel free to drop us a line. Volunteers had it way easy back in 1970. The yearly inflation was 5.8%. The year-end Dow Jones average was 838. The average cost of a new house was 23 grand. The average income per year was $9,400. The average monthly rent was $140. The cost of gas was 36 cents. A United States postage stamp was 6 cents. Sports Illustrated was 15 cents. A 1-carat diamond ring was $300. A Chrysler Newport was $3,800. Seems overpriced. An 8-track car stereo player was $38. A typewriter was $28. A color TV, 25-inch cinema screen color TV, was $739. That seems expensive for 1970. I'd love to give a shout out to my cousin-in-law, Rick. He's married to my cousin, Janet, who's like my sister, so he's sort of like my brother-in-law, one of the best guys ever, one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. He had a storied career at Atlantic Records. He is now down in Nashville, where he went to run a guitar company. I'm not going to say the name, but it rhymes with Blipson. And now he's running a really cool small boutique entertainment company. And Rick had hip surgery the other day, and he's doing well. That thing is, you can't mess with the hips. And I'm so happy Rick is doing great. And he is the biggest number one Jethro Tull fan in the world. So right now, for Rick recuperating from hip surgery, here is a song for Rick on Band Central Radio, 89.5 WPKN.
Thank you. see where I'm going to. I don't want to.
Jethro Tull here on Band Central Radio 89.5 WPKN in Bridgeport. I am Andy Cadison, and that is our show. That song goes out to the number one Jethro Tull fan in the world, my cousin Rick, who is getting better, recovering from hip replacement surgery. Great track there. Have no idea what they did with the lead vocal mix, but it's okay. I'm not judging them. We've been talking about volunteerism. Hey, did you know that WPKN is made up of mostly volunteers and the station couldn't run without them? So let's give a shout out to all the great volunteers at WPKN. Check us out, Band Central. We produce theme shows. Hey, I'm going to recommend that we do a Grateful Dead theme show when the time is right. Experience Band Central. .com. Until next time, we want everybody to stay safe, be well, make smart choices. See ya.